مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. And our listeners, honorable listeners of Sirius FM, we welcome you to our program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 11th of Rajab, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, and that is the 2nd of February, 2023. Today our topic is on unity, and we welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Maulana Zahid, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, from Quran and Hadith, what are the principles of unity and what could be defined as unity?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most important thing we need to understand is how important is unity in Islam. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. Jamia, all of you. So there are no exemptions, no exclusions. Like how Almighty Allah in chapter 24, verse 31, teaches us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَأَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in tawbah and repentance, all of you. So every one of us is guilty today. None of us are anbiya and prophets and so forth. So therefore, anbiya are ma'asum, but me and you, 100% we are sinners. So we have to make tawbah, it's compulsory. Then that's a sign of our iman, ayyuhal mu'minun. O you believers, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 23. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Now here the discussion will start. That do not cause fragmentation, disunity, discord. This means in fundamental issues, in the core issues. On secondary, subsidiary issues, that there will be difference of opinion, and that is natural. Thereafter, Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 3, verse number 103, that Almighty Allah speaks about the Sahaba. If you know about the Aus and the Khazraj, their war was continuing for 120 years. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala brought unity in their hearts, and they became the Ansar, the Aus and the Khazraj. And then Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated, and then the Muhajirin and Ansar made them brothers and brought about unity there. So it shows that on the fundamental issues, there must be, remember, unity and consensus. Secondary, subsidiary issues, there will be difference of opinion. Second one, now what is meant by this Hablullah, the rope of Almighty Allah? Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. We tell people, we don't have AK-47, we have AK-255. So what is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi, and verse number 255. And thereafter, there 256, Allah Ta'ala says, La ikraha fi deen, that there is no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims. We can't go there with a gun and a sword and tell them you must embrace Islam. Nobody allows that. That must come from within. They must be sincerely, willingly, lovingly to embrace Islam. Then the next part after that is what we must understand. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. This is of paramount importance. Allah Ta'ala says, La ikraha fid deen, qad tabayyana ar-rushdu min al-ghayy. That the rushd, the righteous path, it is very, very clear and manifest compared to the ghayy, the path of astrayness and the path of going astray and so forth. Thereafter Allah says, chapter 2, 256, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّغُوتِ. See our Islam. When we make somebody a Muslim, what we tell him? He must read, La ilaha illallah. It starts with a negation, then an affirmation. La ilaha. There is no deity. There is no demigod, semigod, nothing. Illallah, except Almighty Allah. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he the last and final messenger. So similarly here Allah is saying, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. Whosoever rejects the Tawhuti systems, so you have to reject secularism, Zionism, and all this capitalism, and democracy, and socialism, and all this communism, all that are Tawhut. وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Almighty Allah and the articles of faith, then what Allah says, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْغُثْقَى, then that person has held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. Such a firm rope, lan fisam alaha, it will never snap. What is the meaning of this? Urdu language, very beautiful. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. The rope of Allah does not snap, but it can be released. When we release the grip and say, no compromise here, apologize here, compromise here. So we release the grip, and then the rope goes away. So لَنْفِصَامَ عَلَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So that is what we are talking about. So I give you 3-4 wonderful, beautiful examples. أَهَمِّيَّةُ الْإِتِّفَاقِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَهَمِّيَّةُ الْإِتِّحَادِ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. And you take all of them, Quran and Sunnah. It is the 9th year of the Hijrah. It is the month of Rajab. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced every male able, capable, must participate in this battle. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 sahaba assembled and said, we ready. And they went to Tabuk. And remember, it was midsummer, 40, 45, 50 degrees. They had to leave their dates that were smiling there. That was the test. And all Almighty Allah praised them. Three sahaba stayed behind, Allah forgave them. The hypocrites and all of them, Allah Ta'ala condemned them. But in that interim period, the one group of hypocrites came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that please come here to this masjid. Allah calls it a masjid. And come read salat here. Nabi alayhi salam said, I'm very busy. And we're preparing for their campaign and expedition of Tabuk. We'll see afterwards. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns now, so what Allah Ta'ala says, La taqum fihi abada. You must never ever stand there in that masjid. And why? Allah Ta'ala speaks of that masjid. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, and verses 107, 108, 109. They built a masjid, but the aim was mischief making. And to promote kufr and disbelief, blasphemy. To cause disunity, fragmentation in the rank and file of the believers. That's it there. They in front, I'm just going. And then when they were told that you're making fitna, they said, no, wala yahlifunna in aradna illa al-husna. They said, wallahi qasam, our intention is good. Allah says, wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadibun. They're big, big liars. Chapter 9, verse 107. Don't ever go there and stand. What did Nabi alayhi salatu salam do? He sent the sahaba and went to burn that masjid. A masjid was burnt in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For what? To maintain and preserve the unity of this ummah. It's called Masjid al-Dirar, the masjid of mischief making. Example number one. I gave you. And you want reference of all this? Open Tafsir Qurtubi, open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, open Ma'arif al-Quran. All the classical tafsir have mentioned it. In the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Taraweeh Salat was not read like how we read now. We read every night and so forth. So Nabi alayhi wa sallam read it for 3 nights with the Sahaba and so forth. Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they would read every night, but they were small groups. One group here, one year, one day like that. Time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, wa ma adraka man Umar, who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wardah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first person in Islam to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. So, inna Allah yantaliqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi, that from his tongue mubarak and heart mubarak the truth flows. He saw all this, his foresight, his insight, all that. He said, this is not right. That we can't have this on a long term. This will cause problems. So he appointed who? That Ubay bin Ka'b, Aqra'ul Qawm, the person who is to read the Quran very well. You be the imam and the men will follow you. So I'm asking you, Mozahid, if you ask yourself, how many khatam were made in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when khatam means completion of the Quran, that in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, one group here, so maybe 20, 30, 50, isn't it so? There were small groups, so this type of things. In time of Sayyidina Umar, one khatam is being made. So the khatmul Quran, quantity-wise, was less. But the quality was much superior. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that Allah ta'ala fill your qabr with noor and radiance and effulgence as you brought so much noor and radiance in our masjid. You see? So nobody can deny. Open Mishkat, all that, you will find it there also. So that is second example. Third example. Remember, I'm giving you in the time of Khairul Qurun, the best era and the best period of Islam. Islam is spreading far, far and wide. So this is now the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda. So the people arguing, my qirat is right, your qirat is wrong, my recitation is right. So there was almost like a civil war. They wanted to come to blows and fight one another, people of Azerbaijan and all that. So the matter was brought to Amirul Mu'mineen and Usman radiallahu anhu. He realized the seriousness of the situation. He called Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, because he was the main scribe even in the time of Nabi alayhi salam and time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and so forth. So he told him, write the Quran. The Quran was written, but on many different items, on wood and bones and paper and whatever they could. Then in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it was written on paper. So that is called Mushaf. But the script was not according to one dialect. So he told him, Sayyidina Usman told Zayd bin Thabit, it must be written on the script of the Quraysh, the dialect of the Quraysh. So therefore, if you look at the Arab Qurans, many places you go, you will see it's written Bir Rasmil Uthmani. What they mean, that is according to the Quraysh dialect and so forth. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is in Medina Munawwara. They collected the Quran Sharifs that were prevalent there. And what they did, they took all those Qurans and they burnt it. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu burnt it. I'm not speaking about the enemies of Islam and Muslims in Sweden and India and wherever. So where they burn Quran or they do this and all that, or Israel or where. That in the best time, Sahaba's time, Khulafai Rashidin's time. So why? Because remember, a masjid was burnt, the Quran Sharifs were burnt, to protect and preserve the unity of this ummah. We need to understand that. So important it is that we have that unity based on haqq. That's the main criteria. Watawaso bilhaq. You invite one another towards the truth. This surah every Muslim knows. Surah wal asri. But when you speak the truth, you write the truth, then definitely there will be criticism. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu that qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. We don't have to speak the truth in a bitter tone. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. But the truth must not be compromised. We must speak the truth, even though it is bitter. Sahih Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an. So these are just, there are many more, but I'm just giving you a few examples. So we must understand what is meant by, remember, ittihad, ittifaq, and unity.
Mufti Sahib, people of falsehood, they often use the differences that were tolerated in the past and they use the four schools to promote their agendas. What's the basis of this?
Remember that if one studies the Noble Quran, if one studies the Noble Quran, then you will find the answer. You'll find the Ahadith Mubarakah, you will find it there. Go to Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21. And we're speaking not of ordinary people like me and you. We are speaking of messengers and mighty, mighty messengers. Not were they only prophets and messengers. They were prophets and messengers and given magnificent kingdom. So therefore, David, the Jews and the enemies, they call him King David. And we say first, Nubuwat, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Then he is the father. And thereafter you have Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. In last night's lesson, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our honorable Ustad, he was teaching Sunan Nasai. So I'm sitting there with the students and I'm looking in the kitab. So Hazrat mentions that Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib ko ye hadith bahut pasand hai. He's telling the students that Mufti Abdul Qadir loves this hadith. So which hadith? Where Nabi Sulaiman is in Sunan Nasai. Where Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam reconstructed Masjidul Aqsa. And then he begged Almighty Allah for three things. Number one, he begged Allah, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulk Allah yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you don't grant anybody besides me, after me. And this time, fa'atahu iya Allah gave him. Second one, you must understand this, then you will understand Quran and Sunnah. Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur with your judgment. It must be there 100%. So Allah gave him. Today in English, they stole this. You need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. You see? And third one, that for us, this great tidings, man atta hadhal bayt, a person who comes to this masjid, Masjidul Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no hidden agenda, ulterior, sinister motive, then kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu umuhu, Allah jalla wa ala will remove his vices and sins. Remember, like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. It's sahih hadith, authentic hadith. So he made dua. Who? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now take Quran, then I give you hadith. Now this is chapter 21, verses 78-79. Chapter 21, verses 78-79. Now there are two farms. The animals of one farm went into another farm and they destroyed it, plundered it, everything. They went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, he passed his verdict. The same people passed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's chamber, he passed a different verdict. Qadiyatin wahida, masalai wahida, is one issue, one matter, two different verdicts. These are not ordinary people. These are people, the best of the best, selected by Allah Jalla Wala, not elected by people. They are ma'asum. And see, Allah says, Wa Dawood wa Sulaiman, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman, Idh yahkumani fil harth, when they pass the verdict regarding the farm, the plantation, Idh nafashat fihi ghanamul qawm, when the one farmer, his goats, his sheep, his animal, they plundered and damaged the other person's farm. وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ, we are a witness to their verdict. Allah Ta'ala let Nabi Sulaiman Dawood alayhi salam pass the verdict, then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So first thing, get out of your head. Every Muslim who wants to understand Quran and Sunnah and Sahaba and Fiqh of Islam, jurisprudence, there's no such thing, the truth is one only. In Islam, we can have multiple truths. I repeat and reiterate, in Islam we can have multiple truths. We can say this is also correct and this is also correct. On secondary issues, you must add that. On subsidiary issues, see what Allah says. فَفَهَمْنَا Sulaiman. We gave a deeper, a profound understanding to the Nabi Sulaiman. His verdict is better than his father's. Is rajih qawl, what we'll say, is the preferred verdict. But we agree that both of them are right. Why? Allah says, wa kullan atayna hukman wa ilma. We gave both of them the power of verdict, we gave both of them wisdom, we gave both of them knowledge. So chapter 21, verses 78-79 taught us great principles in Islam. On secondary issues, you can have different verdicts, not based on one's fancies and desires, based on dalil and evidence. And then you respect the other verdict as well, and you will have the other one will be the preferred verdict, but the other verdict also is acceptable. Easy example. Okay, let me give you from Bukhari Sharif. Qissatul Kubra and Qissatul Sughra. Now, there's an argument. You see, that a woman came, she's the elderly lady. She's carrying the baby. And the younger one also came, she's not carrying the baby. The argument is, this baby is my baby, Sughra says, the junior one says, the sister, and the mother, and the elderly one says, my baby, and so forth. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam asked a few questions, he looked at the Zahir, he looked at the prima facie evidence, and he passed the verdict in favor of the Kubra, the elderly one. They passed the chamber of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So they said that this is the verdict. He said, if you came to me, my verdict would be different. They say, what will be your verdict, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam? He said, I'll take the baby, put you on the table, take one big knife and chop the baby in half. Take you half, you take half. That young one started screaming, shouting, said, no, 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 leave it by the big one. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, you see, the dua, he made it aqsa. Then he said, this baby belongs to the younger one. So he said, how you know? He said, nobody will scream like this, but only the biological mother. See, Quran says, فَفَهَمْنَهَا Sulaiman. So today, the Kamal inverted commas, people today want to apply qiyas, an analogy of themselves, on Imam Abu Hanifa, on Imam Shafi'i, on Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. They say, hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They were also human beings, we also human beings, so what is there? They were such people, some of them were tabi'i like Imam Abu Hanifa. Who can ever come to Imam Daril Hijra's rank, Imam Malik Rahimullah's rank, Imam Shafi Rahimullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? And once they reach consensus on an issue, then the hadith is clear in Tirmidhi, La tajtami'u ummati ala dhalala. It's a sahih hadith. So today people want to break the ijma. We call it kharq-e ijma. You say no more 20 rakats. All four schools said 20 rakats tarawih. You say no, 8 and 10. So what must we say? I'm asking you, what must we say? We have to say you are dhal and mudwil. So there's no other way we can explain it to you. When we tell you, you can't say three talaqs is one, like the Christians, the Trinity. Three talaqs is three, but you don't want to accept it. So what must we say then? I'm asking you. Leave the emotions. I'm speaking to you from Quran, from Sunnah and Ijma and everything. When you come to your socks, you say no, just make masa on your cotton socks and woolen socks and all. Imma arba'a. Even if Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, ala ra'si wal ayn, a giant. But when he speaks against, I have a book of the written against him, Ikhtiyarat, where he went against the four schools, where he went against the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Still we will call him Shaykhul Islam. Hazrat Allama Kashmiri rahimahullah was asked when his son came to Darul Newcastle, Mawla Anzar Shah. So then we invited him, Newcastle Darul, we invited him. So he passed away now. So when we asked him what Walid Sahib used to say about Hazrat Alash Kashmir, Allama Kashmiri used to say about Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, Walid Majid Sahib to ye farmate the, that Walid Sahib used to say, Ibn Taymiyyah ko jab main dekhta hu, when I look at him, to upar upar is طرح دیکھتا ہوں کہ میری ٹوپی گر جاتی ہے. That I consider him so high, so high, so high, my topi falls off, my head falls off. See? But we have difference of opinion on major issues with him also. Because once you go against the four schools, so you must remember this type of things here. So therefore, we must be very careful on this type of issues here. So secondary issues, there will be difference of opinion. See, I give you another beautiful example. The question is, how many sajdah tilawat are there in the Quran Sharif? So we went to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Now it's obvious we didn't meet him, his books. So Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, writes in Al-Mughni, 15 sajdah tilawat. And he's right, there are 15 sajdahs in the Quran, so he must make everywhere. Finish, end of the story. We go to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, so we ask him, meaning his kitabs and all their students, in the, so they say 14. So we say, why 14? So they say, no, the second one day in Surah Hajj, you must leave it out, because Quran says, Ya alladhina amanu ruku'u wasjudu. So in sajdat tilawat, there's no ruku. But the hadith is there, Fuddilat suratul hajj bi sajdatain. The only surah that got two sajdas is Surah Hajj. There's different thing now that does and they say it's weak and all that. So that is the academic discussion. So the Hanafis leave out the second sajda in Surah Hajj. So 14. So we go to Imam Shafi rahimahullah, what you say? So he say 14. Say, subhanallah, which one you leave out? He say, I leave out the one day in Surah 38, Surah Sad, verse 24, 25, whatever. So remember that, the kissa story of Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. So we ask him, why no sajda? He say, this is not sajda tilawat, it's sajda shukr. So it's ijtihad he made. He said that Nabi Dawud alayhi salam made sajda, wa kharra raqia. I didn't read, so you don't have to make the sajda. So he said this is not sajda tilawat, it's sajda shukr. So how 14? Subhanallah, we go to Imam Malik rahimahullah, he says 11. So he said, how Malik, Imam, you Imam Darul Hijra, and you say 11? He say like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Hanifa is before him. There's no sajda in Surah Hajj, the second one. And then the last three you don't make. Surah An-Najmi you don't make. Surah Al-Sama'un Shakkat you don't make. Surah Iqra Bismi you don't make. I'm asking you, now put this ayat in front of you. Wa Dawud wa Sulaiman iz yahkumani fil harth, chapter 21, verses 78-79. When you allow multiple truth. So why you can't allow multiple truth for these fuqaha? They never spoke from their pockets. They never brought from their whims and fancies. When they debate, they discuss, they have dalil. You see? So therefore, you will have academic discussion. Teacher, student, if people study, they are amazed when I pass the fatwa. I tell you even today loudly, and that our fatwa is this, that when the time comes, you must remember redness finishes, right? And you must remember that the whiteness starts, Isha time starts. Yebe as Gauteng, Joburg region, 8:20 you give adhan, nowadays permissible. 8:30 Jamaat permissible. Remember that. That is Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Sahibin, their verdict. So you're not going out of the Hanafi school. So remember that. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says, a ba'd al-bayad, after the whiteness. So we will call it ihtiyat, precaution. Same thing with Zohar and Asr. So our fatwa is ba'd al-mithal. Zohar time is finished and Asr time starts. You read Asr today at 4 o'clock. 100% is valid. 5 to 4, 10 to 4, it starts. So according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's and Sahibin, so we must understand what we're saying. So Imam Abu Hanifa is the big Imam, the teacher, the Ustad. And his students are Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Sahibain, Rahimahullah. They differed with him in the Hanafi fiqh in one third of the Masail. Inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq wa makhtalafu fil haq. Remember that usul, O students. We will differ for the sake of truth. We will not differ in truth. Big difference there is. So all this ikhtilaf was not for whims and fancies and so forth. So it was to prove the truth and follow the truth. So that is what we must understand.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program, Al-Fiqh al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Mufti Sahib, continuing with our topic on unity, what are the undercurrents and the reasons for disunity globally?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you discuss an issue, so in Islam we have a law. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi'azdadiha. Things are recognized by the opposite. See, Allah will speak, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who possess through iman good deeds, for them is Jannah, and ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ, for that is the supreme success. Then Allah will speak about the non-Muslims, and for them is Jahannam, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will be dispatched to Jahannam, and so forth. So before we discuss the undercurrents, as you use, for disunity, fragmentation, we must use the first positive one. You know my lecture, Maulana. I see many people use it now. So I say, this week you're getting married. Somebody is getting married, right? So when somebody is getting, anybody got nikah this week, send in the messages now and send it to me, send it to 084-786-3132 or my number 071-888-1184. Then tomorrow between 10 and 10:30, Maulana Arafat, inshallah, will announce it, right? So your wedding night. So first you have to bring unity in the micro. And if the micro has unity, then the macro will have unity, right? So I say that how are you going to bring unity, husband, wife? So first you must read Salat, husband, wife. There's already now we're going in the right direction. Then give a gift to your wife, right? And third one, sprinkle water. Fourth one that you read, you must remember the dua before being intimate. Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannibi shaitan madakana. So how many steps is that already? It's four. So I give another 6-7 prescriptions. For the men we say prescription, vaccines. And for the woman we say recipes, you see. So now quickly, so make salam to one another. Islam, if you study thoroughly, properly, every law of Islam is there to bring unity. Why make salam? I came in here, I made salam to you. So the more salam we make, the more unity comes, you see. The house becomes a home, the home becomes Darussalam. One. Two, smile with one another. So today we want to smile with other people's wife, but we don't want to smile with our wife and all these things. وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. That hadith. And for salam, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Third one, give gifts to one another. When last you gave a gift to your wife without she asking for it? تَحَادُوا تَحَابُّوا فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذِبُ الضَّغَائِنَ. It will remove the malice, the rancor. Fourth one, share the same utensils. When last we shared the same utensils? Same plate, same glass, same cup. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared the same glass of water wa ana haizun whilst I was in my menses. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says. So the hadith in Sunan Nasai. Use affectionate names, darling, sweetheart, poppy, does that, whatever. Ya Aish, Ya Humaira, Ya Muwaffaqa. See how many names Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. So that is the. And then read the Asma'ullah al-Husna and make dua. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Then read Rabbana hablana min azwajina. So that are 10 recipes now. You got it? So how many lectures you got prepared for your Jummah? Already 4-5 lectures, Maulana. Right, now we come to undercurrents. Undercurrent number one is, remember complexion. We were born in South Africa. You were born in apartheid or after apartheid, Maulana?
1989.
Oh yeah, so ending of apartheid. So this thing here, you must remember, so we were born in proper apartheid town and cities. You must remember that Heidelberg, Nigel, all that are the headquarters of apartheid. So remember this, that is what the white is right. So Islam came and demolished that. Surah 49 verse 13. There is no color based, like you understand, caste system like the Hindus, or white is right, or there's no such thing. fasting in Islam. Even the Arab got no virtue in Islam. Remember, to say Arab got virtue in Islam is jahalat, you must remember that. Then Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, all got virtue. You must say Arab got virtue, provided they have Iman and Islam, and they die with Iman and Islam. Then it's right. To make a mutlakan, statement like this, Arab got virtue, what virtue there is? In Lebanon you go now, 50% of them are Christians there, so what virtue they got there? So it's based on jahalat that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la fadla li arabiyin ala ajamiyin illa bit taqwa. Quran says, surah 49 verse 13. So remember that that is what we must understand. So based on color we make laws, you see. So you see today Saudi Arabia, you take Qatar, you take United Arab Emirates, for the Arab separate law, the non-Arab separate law. It's like that. Even today, you must remember that. So what Islam is that you're talking about? So it's nothing to do with Islam. It's based on your jahalat, number one. Number two is this, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, that we have undercurrent our languages. I say my Maiman is better than your Gujarati. You say your Gujarati is better than your Urdu. The Urdu people say, I'm speaking generally now, not all. So the Urdu say is better than the Malay. So languages are there for means of communication, not for means of destruction and disunity and fragmentation. That is our jahalat and ignorance and so forth. In the olden days, now little bit is finished, the Colbert will never allow his son to marry the Maiman girl. The Maiman will not allow for her daughter to marry the Urdu and so forth. So all this comes from there, India, Lal Kitab. You understood? They brought the Red Kitab from there, Chakmalpur, Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolvatpur, Kandog, all the jahalat things they brought. It got no place in Islam. You must remember this thing there. So to base something on language because we feel is something very superior. You understood? So there's nothing that in Islam. So language is very good. You must, today the children who can speak, they can 90% can't even speak. So you must remember. So that's wrong. Third one, the biggest reason for disunity is what happened in Jannah. Never mind in this world, it happened in Jannah. Allah Jalla Wala created the jinnats, all of them, they were there. And there was a member created the malaika. Then created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is masterpiece of Allah's creation. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so much knowledge, all that. So, before Nabi Adam alayhi salam, this Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, he was like the ustad of the malaika. They used to wonder how much knowledge he got. Azazil is his name, Iblis, you see. Ta'usul malaika, big teacher. You see, I know this, I know this. Then the malaika say, this person. Then the pride got better of him. The arrogance got better of him. Ma mana'aka Allah tajuda iz amartuk. What prevented you from making sajda? Allah knows. Allah wants him to speak so it will be used as evidence forever. Iz amartuk, I told you to make sajda. They give the answer. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. So why are you better? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار. You aggregated me from fire. The flame goes upwards. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تُوِين. You created him from sand and dust. So remember this. The dust that stays on the land and sand. So isn't I better? No, it's not better because you're defying the command of Allah. You are showing your arrogance. Aba, defiance. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ, the pride and arrogance. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So that is where we are failing today. All 99. When I say all means 90%. Remember. وَلِلْ أَكْثَرِ حُكْمُ الْكُولِ. We're not prepared to say we are wrong after we do the wrong. Take away examples. Straightforward example. The Shias are kuffar. How many Maulvis, how many ulama, how many sheikhs are prepared to say publicly that they are kuffar? I'm asking you, how many? You'll find 10%, 20%. But surely they are not prepared. Why? Because there's a hidden agenda. Certain government said you mustn't say that. They are giving you money, or their agents are giving you money. So then if we say you're not yu'minuna bil ghaib, you're yu'minuna bil jayb, you're filling your pockets, collars for dollars, is right or is wrong? I'm asking you. independently. Never mind you part of Merkaz and all that. You look at it independently. Is I'm saying the truth or we're saying wrong? What you will say? Is the truth or not?
Truth.
100%. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mercy to the entire universe and creation. He habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi, idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbuna ashabi, when you see those people cursing, swearing my companions, swearing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, swearing Sayyidina Umar, swearing Sayyidina Usman, swearing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha, and the list goes on. Then faqulu, then you must say la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse be upon you. We say no, we will leave that hadith. We must become diplomatic. We must use hikmat. That is not hikmat, it's shararat. That is, you understood? You rejecting through your actions, maybe through your heart also, that hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Quran says, when you don't defend the Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 79, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Sayyidina Usman spent millions and thousands. Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave all his wealth for Tabuk. Sayyidina Umar half. What the hypocrite said, Mura'in, they're just showing off. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, they mocked and ridiculed the Sahaba. Allah came to the defense of Sahaba and said, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala will mock you and dispatch you to Jahannam. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. So when we want to defend the namus and the honor of Sahaba, then you say that no, we are wrong and you right. You must adopt hikmat and wisdom. Now you explain to me what hikmat and wisdom is that. In the light of Surah 9, verse 79, in the light of this hadith in Tirmidhi, where the Master alayhi salam say loudly, like me, I'm saying now, loudly, La'natullahi ala Khomeini, Allah's curse be on Khomeini, for Tawdihul Masai, he wrote, which they gave me, he said, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. You saw the book also there in the library. Sure. So you must remember that, Mona. So you see, there's one issue. So it's our pride that becomes the impediment. It's the money that's coming in. So that's one. Closing the masjid. Going to court to close the masjid. That is, we don't want unity. Who closed the masjid? Who went to court to close the masjid? Who went to close the masjid before the government said so? Quran says, if you get in disgrace today, don't blame us. Allah said he's going to disgrace you. Surah 2 and verse 114. وَمَنَ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَن يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Chapter 2, verse 114. So now you closed the masjid, you took out the Quran, you said the masjid is the super spreader of the virus. All this is documented. So Allah says, when you, and then, mistake, we all make mistake. I make mistake. We're telling you, we're begging you, go on your TV, go on your radio, go on your WhatsApp, because you'll say TV is permissible. So that we say haram, you'll say it's permissible. So do whatever you want to do and make a public apology. Wallahi, then we will come and sit with you. That if you are prepared to apologize for all these things here and say the Shias are kuffar and this type of thing. But you're not prepared to do that, then this Allah's promise will continue. Lahum fid dunya khizyu, for them is disgrace. Walahum fil akhirati adabun azim, and for them is a horrible, terrible, severe punishment in the year after. Allah mahfadna min. Allah protect us. Is a serious, serious offense. And speaking of that, you get these fences. But as they make azrat, azrat, when we turn our back, they stay past the back. And when they go to the other side, they make azrat, azrat, and they stay that side. So when you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. Remember that line, Maulana. It will help you in life. You're still half my age, you know. So remember, when you sit on the fence, then you are committing a major offense. It's a sign of nifaq. Remember, a sign of hypocrisy and this type of things, being a traitor to Islam. So that is the next one. One was Shia, one was this. Quran Kareem says, when you go for a law that is against Islam, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ, are they looking and searching for a law that is jahiliyyah? So we know our laws regarding marriage, regarding talaq, regarding inheritance. No person, no organization, no government can change it. But again, you repeated the same thing. You must remember that. So, what you call it, Maulana? That you go friends of the court, what you call?
Amicus curiae.
Yeah, amicus curiae. We don't know all these things here. You understand? You, yeah, no. So, you went as amicus curiae, whatever, and all. We just say friends of the court for the mosque issue. Then, with the lesbians and the women's group, then again you went amicus curiae, and you went friends of the court. Now, how you justify all this? Afahukm al-jahiliyyati yabhun. If anybody can explain these three, four issues to me in public, then we were prepared to listen. Why you closed the masjid? Why you said the masjid is a super spreader of the virus? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha, that the most beloved place to Allah is the masajid, wa abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha, and the most hated, detested place is the market, the mall. You never told people not to go to mall. You told them to go to masjid and put the lock on the masjid. And we who went to the masjid, you went to go spy us. Can you imagine the crime on the crime on the crime on the crime? Inna lillahi. We're not here to pass judgment. Allah Ta'ala will pass judgment. But in Quran and Sunnah, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And when we look at it, the punishment is too serious to even contemplate and think about. How many crimes were committed? When we go masjid, Fajr time we went, Alhamdulillah, just now Zuhr time we will go. When we just enter, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Rabbi filli dhunubi, Allah maftahli abwaaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for me. You said no, you must not enter the masjid, it's a place of virus. You understand what you did? Think properly. Don't say nobody told you this. We told you 100 times. So you must remember this issue here. Yeah? So if you'll sort out these issues here, yeah, then in South Africa, Africa, the whole world, for what we're against, you must remember the Saudi regime and that, for these very issues. So otherwise, myself, you'll all know my history. Twice, thrice, four, five times a year we were there. But now we don't go. Why should we go? To go bootleg somebody? No. So you must remember, we read, but Ishraq Salat, we get every day reward of Umrah and Hajj, inshallah. So remember, our aim must be to defend the Sharia at all cost, even if we give our life. That is Deenul Islam. See Taliban, I just end off on this. يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ الْقَلِيلُ وَيُؤْتِ الْجَزِيلُ. That is Allah. يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ الْقَلِيلُ. They made some sacrifice. Today Allah gave them lithium, the one in the world got. Allah Ta'ala gave them gold. They're finding gold now in Afghanistan. You make little bit sacrifice and Allah will give you jazil, jazil. And they found oil, they found gold, they found lithium and all that. So, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That is what will happen. And we sell the Sharia. Then remember, is khasir ad-dunya wal-akhirah, lahum fi ad-dunya khizyu walahum fi al-akhirati adab. So we hope that one day we can meet united, provided that we are prepared to leave all the politics and the bootlicking and all that out. Till then, it will be status quo. We won't have unity with batil. Our unity will always be with haq. Any person, anybody, organization wants truth, truth, we will unite with you. And you want batil, we will expose the batil. And that Imam Abu Hanifa told his students in his wada', in his nasiha, wadi'a, his last advices to his students. He said, when people in deen, in dunya they can do their business, that in deen, if they do batil and they recommit, repeat it, then you must go and name them and shame them. And that is mentioned in Ashbab al-Nazahir of Ibn Nujaym. There's two Al-Ashbab al-Nazahir. Hanaf is one, Ashbab al-Nazahir is by Ibn Nujaym. Ashbab al-Nazahir of the Shafi is by Allama Suyuti rahimahullah. So therefore you must get the proper one. So that is what we stand for. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. So that was our topic. People say unity, unity. This is the unity we speak about. Not unity that come there or based on fairy tales and all this kind of things. Okay, 12 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then Mona Harun Rahimahullah of Spingo Beach. When a person passes away, Maulana passed away after 42, 43 years, and is to tell me you're doing very good. So you must remember that. 1 o'clock to 105 to 130, Surah Balad, chapter 90, verses 17 to 20, we end the Surah today. 130 to 2, Surah Mumtahina, verses 9 and 10. 2 to 3, Current Affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 345, repeat of the Q&A. 345 to 4, Zikrullah. 4 to 5, Fazail Faqr wa Ghina. That some people is better, they remain poor. Some people rich, depending on what our Iman is. Mufti Ahmad Ganpuri. 5 to 7 will be Moha Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir. And 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Dawood Siddat. 8 to 10, Maulana Arafat Ibn Salim Kareem with a discussion. Read Abandon Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, Surah Yasin. Allah Jalla wa la give us tawfiq. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.